Thank you very much for your time. Always is a pleasure to come back and to report to the churches what we are doing. But also we would like to bless you with the word of God. I do in Spanish. Daniela is going to interpret. So I will not speak in tongues now. I will be speaking Spanish. She can be a witness of that. And Daniela is going to interpret. Vamos a mirar unos versículos en Josué.
Let's look at some verses in Joshua.
Capítulo 1.
Chapter 1.
Versículo 2 al 8.
Verses 2 to 8.
Vamos a leerlos.
Let's read them. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon and from the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of the law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful.
Quiero mencionar algunos principios de la Gran Comisión en esta tarea que todos tenemos para extender el reino de Dios. Lo primero que vemos aquí son dos generaciones diferentes. Volvemos a repetir. Quiero compartir algunos principios de esta gran comisión, esta responsabilidad que tenemos.
About the responsibility that we have.
En esta historia
And
tenemos
in this story,
una
we have
transición.
A transition.
Encontramos a Moisés
Moses
y a Josué.
And Joshua,
una nueva generación.
A new generation.
Y lo primero que te quiero decir es
that I would like to say,
que siempre en toda transición, en
every
todo
time
cambio,
when there is a change and when we find ourselves in a transition,
Dios busca personas
God
y no métodos.
Is looking for people, not methods.
Siempre nosotros nos acoplamos a métodos que funcionan en un lugar, en otro lugar.
Methods that have worked somewhere else.
Pero Dios no trabaja así.
But God doesn't work like that.
Busca personas,
because he looks for people,
como tú, como
like
yo,
you and me,
que estemos dispuestos,
people who are ready, willing,
a hacer la voluntad de Dios
to do God's
en este
will
tiempo.
At this time.
Así que recuerda,
so remember,
tú eres muy importante,
you are very important,
en los cambios que Dios quiere traer
that
a
God
su
wants
iglesia
to bring in, about, in his church.
Quiero dar una introducción
I
con
like
dos frases de dos grandes misioneros.
Two quotes, two missionary quotes as an introduction.
El primero,
the
el bien conocido Hudson Taylor,
well known, Hudson Taylor,
hijo de un predicador laico,
lay preacher,
se convirtió a los 17
became
años
a Christian when he was 17,
porque alguien le dio un tratado.
Because somebody gave him a gospel leaflet.
Y desde ahí
and from then
escuchó
onwards,
el llamado
he
a las misiones a China.
God's call to missions and to go to China.
Hizo un trabajo tremendo.
And he did a great work there.
Su testimonio
and his testimony
es para animarnos a nosotros
is to encourage us.
De que nunca desestimes.
Don't ever underestimate
el entregar un
when you give somebody a gospel leaflet
a
some by faith through because you believe.
Porque puede ser que sea un Hudson
Taylor. Because you
Taylor
never know, it might be the next Hudson Taylor.
Puede ser que sea un gran
might be somebody
hombre o una gran
who will be a great man or woman of God who God is going to use.
Porque alguien
because somebody
le habló de Dios
dared to talk to him about God
le
or because somebody gave him a leaflet.
Él dijo esta frase.
So he said,
la obra de Dios llevada
God's
a cabo
work done in God's way
en la voluntad de Dios nunca carecerá de los recursos de Dios.
Supply.
Y es verdad.
And
nosotros
that is
en estos 25
true.
Años,
in these 25 years,
Dios ha sido fiel
we
para
have seen
sostener
God's
nuestra familia
sustain us as a family,
y para sostener el ministerio que Él nos llamó a hacer en el norte de España.
In the north of Spain.
Las provisiones
God's
de Dios no son un problema.
Are not a problem.
Nosotros somos el
we
problema.
Are the problem.
Porque no escuchamos
because
lo que
don't
Dios
hear
quiere hacer
what God wants to do
a través de nuestras vidas.
Through our lives.
Y os animo a estar atento
and I just want you to be,
a escuchar lo que Dios quiere hacer en su iglesia
to
en este
do in his
tiempo.
At this time.
La segunda acotación es de Amy Carmichael, irlandesa,
an
escritora
writer,
muy conocida
very
por
well known,
sus orfanatos en la India,
because of the orphanage that she started in South India
when she saved
children
ídolos,
from temple practices.
Ella dijo esto.
And she said,
el único derecho
the
que tiene un cristiano
right a Christian has
es el derecho
is the right
a renunciar a sus derechos.
His rights.
Parece un trabalengua,
seems
¿no?
A tongue twister.
Te lo repito, el único derecho
it.
Que
the
tiene un cristiano
right a Christian has
es el derecho
is the right
a renunciar
to give up his
a sus
rights.
Derechos. Y sabes, esta,
and you know,
esta frase me golpeó hace
quote
unos años atrás.
Came back to me a few years ago.
Porque cuando sirves a Dios,
because when you serve God,
o por cuando eres fiel a Dios,
or when
en lo
you're
que
faithful
llama,
to God when He calls you,
a veces nos creamos
sometimes
derechos.
We think we have certain rights.
Creamos exigencias
and we
a Dios.
Begin to demand things of God.
Señor, tanto
God,
tiempo
I've been serving you
sirviendo.
So long.
Tengo este derecho.
I have this right.
Estoy en tu iglesia tanto
I've been
tiempo,
in the church for so long.
Yo tengo el derecho
I have
de
this
decidir,
right
yo tengo
to decide
el derecho de votar,
to
yo
vote.
Tengo el derecho.
I have the right.
Y realmente no tenemos derechos.
And the truth is we don't have rights.
Si tú quieres que Dios
because
te
if
use,
you want God to use you, you're going to have to learn one time, once and again to leave your rights at the foot of Jesus, at the feet of Jesus, because God wants to use you.
Y cuando yo estaba con ese argumento
and
con
when
Dios,
I had this argumentation with God,
él me volvió a,
he brought
a dar
me
vuelta al rostro
back
y mirar a la cruz,
to the cross, to look at the cross.
Y mirar a su hijo,
and I began to see his son, who had given up all his rights,
para darnos la vida
so that
eterna.
We could have eternal life.
Si quieres ser usado por
if
Dios,
you want to be used by God,
entrega tus derechos.
Give all your rights to God.
Honra a Dios.
Honor him with your rights. Put them at the feet of Jesus.
Lo primero que le dice
so the first
a
thing
Josué,
God says to
en el
Joshua
versículo dos,
in verse 2,
levántate.
He says, now you get ready, get up.
Levántate.
Get up.
Esto significa
and that
prepárate
means
para trabajar
get ready
con algo nuevo.
To work with something new.
Un cambio de actitud.
Change of attitude.
Empezar a caminar de una
start
forma diferente.
Walking differently.
Es esperar para
it's
ver cosas
expecting
nuevas que Dios
God
va a hacer.
To do new things.
Levántate, le dijo.
Rise up, get moving.
Cuando Dios trae cambio,
when God brings changes,
busca un cambio en nuestra
he
actitud.
Looks for a change in our attitude.
Y nos tenemos que levantar
and we have to get up
de nuestro letargo.
From our lethargy.
De nuestra apatía,
from our apathy,
de nuestra rutina,
from our routine.
Y empezar a,
and we
a
need
mirar
to
lo que Dios
look
me está pidiendo
at what
ahora.
God is telling me. What is God saying to me?
Y lo muestro yo al obedecer,
and I can start obeying God.
Y levantarme,
and
y
when
empezar
I get
a tomar
up,
decisiones,
and when I start taking decisions, that's when I honor what God is saying to me.
Que Dios me empieza a pedir.
And God is asking me to do things.
Y los cambios empiezan a
and
suceder.
The changes begin to happen.
Pero primero tienes
but
que
the first
tu
thing
actitud.
Is a change of attitude.
Levántate.
If we don't, we need to change our attitude and get up, get going.
Josué representa una generación nueva.
Joshua represents a new generation.
Y yo creo que Dios
and I believe that God
a su iglesia en general, en
el this
Reino
is
Unido,
generally speaking about the church
Europa,
in the UK,
España,
in Europe, in Spain.
Está queriendo levantar
I believe that God wants to raise up
nueva,
a new generation in the church
jóvenes.
Of young people.
Es muchas veces
many times
triste visitar a
it's
lo largo
sad
y ancho
when
de,
we
travel up and down the country, this beautiful land, and we see churches and whose members are 50 and up. And there are no young people. There are no children. There are no young couples. And you say, you want to say to God, but God, where's your church? Your church. And God is looking for a new generation. And that generation is all around us.
And
sometimes some are in the church,
pero no creamos el espacio
but we don't create the necessary space for
para levantarnos con ellos
so that we can raise them up
en una actitud diferente
with a different attitude
a la que hemos estado acostumbrados.
And we stick to what we've always known, the way we've always done things.
Dios no busca métodos.
And as I'm saying, God doesn't is not looking for methods. He's looking for people
que puedan decir,
that will say, here am I,
úsame.
Use me.
No importa la edad
it doesn't matter how old you are.
Dios quiere usarte
God wants
en
to
esta
use
transición.
You in this transition.
Hay una transición generacional
there is a generational transition that the church is experiencing.
Y todos tenemos un papel
and we all
importante.
Have an important part to play in this.
Volviendo a la historia de
coming
la visita
back
de las iglesias,
to the story of visiting the churches,
muchas de estas iglesias,
many of these churches,
estructuradas, tradicionales,
structured, traditional,
donde no había jóvenes,
where there were no young people,
entendieron
came to the point of realizing that they had to make changes.
Y la hermosa sorpresa
and the wonderful surprise that we've seen on this itinerary is that we've gone back to some of these churches.
Wow.
And we go, wow, what a change.
Jóvenes,
young people,
niños,
children,
families. Y entre medio de todos
and
ellos,
in the midst of them,
estaban ellos.
Those lovely people
blanco,
with the white hair
impartiendo,
just
contentos,
sharing, enjoying, happy
que Dios
about the
trayendo
changes that God was
pero
producing.
Que ellos tuvieron que renunciar a muchas
but
cosas.
I'm sure that these people had to give up a lot of their rights.
Seguro que ellos tuvieron que tomar decisiones
and
drásticas.
Take decisions that were maybe a bit drastic.
Algunos desde
some
el edificio
had to make changes to the building.
Tradicional, con
very
esos
traditional,
altos,
with those very high pulpits
ministro,
where the minister stands and there at the back, the congregation.
Pero cambiaron todo,
but they've changed
todo
it all.
El edificio por
we didn't even know the building inside.
Entras y tienen
you,
una go,
you come inside and the first thing you see is a beautiful coffee shop.
La gente entrando,
people coming in, talking,
otros,
sharing. It's an inviting space,
amigos,
a place where you can invite your relatives, your friends, where young people can come to
Dios
have a great time in the house of God.
Y Dios los ha bendecido.
And God's blessed them.
Y Dios nos
and,
ayuda
and God helps us
la actitud
when we have the right attitude and when we walk in the time of God.
Lo segundo que le dice a Josué
the second thing that God says to Joshua
que yo te doy.
He says, I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses, a territory that I have given you.
Es él el que
God
nos da.
Is the one who gives us the territory.
Aunque tú tienes que tomar
even though you have to physically take possession of it,
aunque tú tienes que
even though you
promesas,
have to grab it with his promises,
es él
he is the one who gives it to you.
Es él el que trae la bendición.
He's the one that brings the blessings. He's the one who, who's given the promises. He gives you the resources. He's the one who is going to help you always when we have the right attitude. Because God wants to use you. God is not wasting anything. He uses everything for his glory. And we are part of that church. We are part of that generation. And we have to hand the legacy on to the next generation. And so we have to understand that. And we have to reflect on that.
¿Dónde estamos en ese proceso?
Where are we on that in that process?
Y hacer un trabajo and intencional.
It's got to be an intentional work
para que las cosas sucedan.
So that things will happen.
Muchas veces, bueno, el
Many
Señor,
times we say, oh, well, the Lord, it's the Lord's work.
Pero tú tienes que tomar tus
But you have to take steps.
Y son desafíos.
And they're challenges.
Muchos desafíos.
Many challenges.
Porque muchos de estos
Because
desafíos
many of these challenges
nos lleva a pensar fuera de nuestros propios
want to bring us out of our box. We need to come out
nos,
of our box in our thoughts.
Desafía a caminar
we are challenged to walk outside of our comfort zone.
Porque Dios nos desafía.
Because God
desafía
is challenging us.
Fe,
he challenges our faith. He challenges His church.
Y lo primero que se levanta,
and the first thing that rises up
son los miedos.
Our fears.
Nosotros habíamos pasado un tiempo difícil en
we
la primera
went
iglesia.
Through a very difficult time during the first church plant when we did the
Tuvimos
first church plant in Mieres.
Después de tres años de trabajar
it took
en el
us
pueblo.
3 years of working in the town before we saw our first convert.
Imagínate,
just imagine.
Nos preguntaban, ¿qué tal vas en la obra?
Yes, people were asking us, how is the work going?
No se convierte.
Nobody's getting saved.
Nosotros somos muy malos,
we are either very bad missionaries
o ellos son muy rebeldes,
or they are very rebellious people.
Pero por tres años no
but for 3 years, we didn't know what to put in the newsletter.
Yo tenía amigos de Latinoamérica,
I had friends from Latin America
donde ha habido un gran avivamiento,
where there's been a great revival.
En este mes,
oh, this month we baptized 100. After a year we've planted this church and we are paying our pastor a salary and we're now planting somewhere else. Gabriel, how are you doing in Spain? And I thought, what am I going to write? What am I going to say? Please pray.
Pero Dios hizo la obra.
But God's done the work.
Y ensanchó nuestra fe.
And He stretched our faith.
Y Él nos dio todo lo que necesitábamos.
And He's given us everything we've needed
para perseverar
to persevere
hasta que había
until
un romper
there was a breakthrough,
espiritual sobre esa ciudad,
a spiritual breakthrough on, over
y
that town.
Del primer convertido,
and after the first convert, people started coming.
Y en 7 años se estableció la
and
iglesia,
it took us 7 years to establish a church, the leadership.
Y aún más, nos
and what is, even,
un local.
What is even more, God challenged us to buy a building.
Y nosotros decimos, pero Señor,
and we said, Lord,
no hay dinero para eso.
We have no money.
Yo soy el proveedor.
God said, I am your provider.
Así que tomamos,
so,
rompiendo nuestras limitaciones
again,
de fe,
we went. We broke our limitations, took another step of faith, and God was able to, in 1 year, provide everything, all the necessary resources to buy the church. So when we finished that period, we thought, oh, now we have cut off the head of the giant of fear. So Lord, wherever you call us, we'll go.
Y ahí empezamos el trabajo, nos
and then we started
a desafiar,
God began to challenge us
porque ninguna de las cosas que habíamos aprendido
because
en Mieres nos servía en Oviedo.
We started our second work and nothing that we'd done in Mieres worked in the second place. And we said, Lord, but we've been learning for 7 years. Well, you could just use the same method that we learned here there, but it's not like that. And we had to learn to listen to God, to hear the voice of God, what He wanted to do in that place. But also He had all the necessary resources for that second place. But you know, the interesting thing is that even when we began to, in Oviedo and when we started in Avilés and then in Pola de Siero, every time when we planted a new work, it was a new challenge of faith because the giant of fear is still there. And He showed us that whenever there is a new challenge of faith, fears will rise up. The important thing is that we're not intimidated by them, that we're not controlled by them. That you can step right on their head, overcome them, go walk right ahead with faith and give God the glory. But one of the things that we thought when we saw fear, we must be doing something wrong. No. We are just breaking our limitations. We're just stepping out in faith. And that's when fear is going to rise up. But praise God that we have the giant of giants who has overcome every fear. That's why in the Bible it says that there are 365 times that the Bible says, do not fear, do not be afraid. Because fear is going to lurk at your door. But he has overcome it. So when you feel fear, say, and fear is going to understand, get the message, and leave. Don't be intimidated by fear, but continue walking ahead in what God has called you to do. If you are going to sit back and wait for something to fall into your lap, you are never going to do anything. When God says, rise up, get ready, when God is looking for a change of attitude, he's looking for what you have in your hand. It doesn't matter if it's a little or much for you. But whatever little or much that you have, give it to God. And he will do the miracle with it. Remember Moses. Remember God said to him, what have you got in your hand? A staff. That was sufficient to make great miracles through the life of Moses. And he said to the young man, give me the bread and the fish. And he fed 5,000. What a tremendous miracle. And he said to the widow, what have you got? Just a handful of handful of oil and a handful of flour, which was enough. God multiplied provision. That is our God. What God is looking for is our obedience, our availability to take the step that he wants us to take. Maybe you feel that God is challenging your faith, that God is wanting to take you into more. And maybe you're feeling that the fears are there, blocking your way. But I want to encourage you tonight that when we honor and obey God, trust in him, and take that step of faith. And allow God to do the miracle, to take care of the miracle. So many times we want to be in control of everything. And we ruin what God wants to do. Allow God to do the miracle. God will be in charge of the miracle. We believe in a God of miracles. And if you have any doubt, think of your own life. You are a miracle of God's love. Each one of us are a miracle. Where would we be if the love of God hadn't reached us at some stage in our life? Isn't it worth it? So I just want to encourage you to continue moving ahead. In verse 5, God says something very important to Joshua. It's a promise that is powerful. He says, no one will be able to stand against you. Hallelujah. No one. Isn't that wonderful? Isn't that wonderful to have that assurance from God? When you walk with God, you are not on your own. And when you honor God in obedience, in what he's asking you to do, he will honor you. And his authority will be with you, and the protection of God will be with you.
Como hemos compartido,
as we shared earlier,
uno de los momentos más difíciles,
one of the most difficult times for us as parents and servants of God was seeing our lives, the lives of our boys, how the enemy was trying to steal them and draw them away from the promises of God, ruin their lives literally. And for us it was such a heavy weight on our shoulders, such a difficult time. And I'm a person that I argue a lot with God. I know you don't do that. But when I don't understand something, when I really find something difficult, I tell God what I'm thinking, and I argue with God. God is so patient with me. But God is good because He understands us. Every one of us is different. You don't have to try and hide your emotions. You can just come to God as you are. I love reading the Psalms because you can see David rejoicing. The next day, he seems to be with this heavy load on his back, and nobody can pick him up from the ground. It just seems like he only sees the enemies around him. And then the next day, he's full of the joy of salvation flowing through his life. But there are different times we go through in life, and it's beautiful when we can express those things before God. You're never going to scare God, because even before you open your mouth, He knows exactly how you are, and He knows what you're thinking. So we can be transparent with God in our intimacy with God, and so it's going to be much more useful. And as I said, the burden of our kids was like a heavy load on our backs. And it wasn't because we were doubting God's promises, but as we were working and seeing churches established, lives changed, families restored, but then you see your own two boys, your own treasures. God, what's happening here? And you begin to question yourself, is it really worth it to continue? Is it worth doing this when what you hold the dearest is lost and further away from God? But God knows how far you can go. And so we cried out to God and said, Lord, we need you to renew your promises. We need a sign from you to encourage us in this process. So 2 years ago, we were invited to the Hillsong Conference by a church in Scotland, the church in Aberdeen, and we went with our boys, thinking that this would be something that would give them some spiritual kick, or that they would be somehow amazed by what they were seeing. But they were there, both of them, and I said to them, but just look, 20,000 people worshipping God. Next day, same thing. They were so rebellious, nothing. And so we went back to the hotel and we just prayed, God, you've got to do something. But God is good. And the last minute of the conference, Pastor Brian comes out, went out on the around the stage greeting people. Suddenly, he stopped right where we were sitting. We were in the fifth row up. And he said, I've got a word for a couple here. You are heavy burden, you feel a heavy load because of your boys. Darkness has come against your family because of the work that you're doing. But it doesn't matter whether they are far away or whether they're rebellious. God wants you to know tonight that He's got them. Wow, what a relief. All of the weight lifted off. And the pastor who had invited us, who was sitting behind us, sent us a photograph with on a WhatsApp, writing, "How amazing is our God." He picks you out of 20,000 people to remind you that He is faithful to His promises. And so we went back to Spain, but things got worse. I don't know if God gives you a promise because something worse is coming. And Jonathan was really bad. And you know the story. But praise God for His mercy. God got hold of him. And he put his hand, and we know that God's hand is on him. We continue praying for Stefan. He is studying in Glasgow. And praise God, he's been able to come out of the anorexia. He's now doing his best in his studies. But God still has to reveal himself to him. So please continue praying for him. Maybe in 2 years we will tell you his testimony. God is marvelous. Fifth point. He said, be strong and very courageous in verse 6 and 7, yes, 6. Be strong and courageous. All the work that you do for God is going to require excellence on our part. It's going to require our complete, entire commitment. We live in a society where everybody competes. And we have, many times, we have a mentality of investing the least in the house of God. And we invest the least we can in music and whatever. Because the Holy Spirit will do everything. It's true. But let's give the best we can. If the world will give its best, why don't we? Why don't we invest with excellence the best so that when people go past the church, if they don't feel the presence of God, they will still see something that will attract them. And trust that God then will do the rest. The church has to rise up at this time. We have a great task ahead of us. In verse 6, God says, you will lead these people to inherit the land. We are called to be channels, to be ambassadors, to be blessing to the society where we are, giving our best. Because God is worth it. We shouldn't be giving the best to the enemy. People will do that. And they have no recompense. No reward. The only thing that that is waiting for them is hell. But we expect to be in God's glory. Let's invest in the kingdom of God. Invest, give the very best of yourselves in the church. Be available for God to use you as channels and also resources. But I'm not talking only about money. I'm talking about time. Be a channel of the blessing of God, the gifts that God has put in your life. Allow God to use you. And above all things, be part of this great task that God has for the church in this time. We are running a relay race.
Aquellos ya comenzamos muchos años corriendo.
Many of us have started running many years ago with the gospel.
Pero hay una generación
que there is a generation out there waiting.
Los Josué.
The Joshuas.
Para coger ese testigo que
to take the baton from us.
Y poder seguir
and continue the race.
En la carrera de esa gran
comisión. Of the Great Commission.
Y
go and preach the gospel. There is a generation that is lost. There is a generation that is not in the church. And it is our responsibility to pray for them, to invest in them, to seek them, and to create this necessary space for them, even for the young people in the church. That they might be part of what you are doing. But it all starts with us getting on with the task, rising up. Start with a new attitude. Start with a step of obedience. God wants to bless our churches. But we also need to be aware that there are changes that we will have to make. Some will have to make dramatic changes. Others are there in the process. And others are already handing on the baton. But it's all our work. We are all part of that. Let's be part of what God wants to do at this time. And he will do it through each one of you. Because God is looking for people, not methods. Sometimes the methods will work in one place and we want to copy them and then we're frustrated because they don't work here. God has a key for every place. Because God is more interested in blessing this place than we are. But we've got to do it God's way, not our way. I would just, before we finish, like to pray for those who are here representing this new generation, 30 years down. If you are 30 or younger, I would just like you to come forward. And the rest of you, can you just rise to your feet and just extend your hands towards them? Because we're going to pray, seeing in them the generation that God is looking for at this time. So there is nobody here younger than 30. You are all 30 and older.
Come on, venga, vengan adelante.
Come here. To the front.
Venga, venga, venga,
just come, don't be shy.
Gracias a Dios.
Praise Amen. God.
Amen. Praise God. Que
we've
no
been in churches where the youngest person was 50.
Pero acá tenéis jóvenes.
But you have young people here.
Saben cuáles son las
and they know what struggles young people face
saben
these days out there. They
que
know what giants are there in our society today. They know how they think out there.
Lo he descubierto con mis hijos.
I've discovered that with my kids.
Los problemas de
the problems
no son los problemas de ellos.
That I faced in my youth are not the problems they face.
Y tengo que entenderlo.
And I have to understand
tengo que
that.
Y tengo que
and I have to pray and I have to support them.
Y a veces me dicen,
and sometimes they say to me,
Papi, ¿piensas Dad, como un viejo?
You think like an old man. I am an old man. I am 56. But I want to help you.
And
I believe that God will give us the wisdom. So let's just extend our hands towards them as part of that new church that they need your prayers to continue and support to continue forward and continue the work that God has started in you. And let's pray that God will bless them. But we also want to pray for those who are in our family and far away from God. Those who are in our community, in our society, and who are far away from God. Let's just pray for the young people. Lord Jesus, Lord, we place the youth before you.
Los bendecimos.
Lord, and we bless them.
Y pedimos, Señor,
and we ask that you will give us the grace
favor
and the favor
para poder pasar
to be able to hand that on the baton
crear el
and create space
donde ellos puedan
for them
jóvenes,
to bring other young people
que puedan hablar como
where they can
hablar,
speak like God speaks
para que puedan entender
so that they will be able to understand the message of the gospel.
Gracia,
Lord, and you will give
el
them the grace and the favor
para poder hacer la tarea
to do the task.
Señor, pedimos por
Lord,
los jóvenes,
we pray for the young people
de la
in our families of the church
que están lejos,
that are far away,
rebeldes,
that are rebellious, that don't want to hear from you.
Venimos en
Lord, we come against
de toda
all darkness,
de toda mentira,
all lies that the enemy has brought into their lives. And we claim their lives as a church. We claim the young people from the streets. We claim the children from our homes, the children of this community. Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they will be free, that they might be free to run towards you, that all strategies of the enemy might just wither in your presence, because there is a church that rises up, because there is a church that takes decisions, because there is a church that is not indifferent, but a church that will take that baton and pass it on to the new generation, doing an intentional work that you are asking us to do at this time. Lord, fill them with your Holy Spirit. Fill them with your Holy Spirit, Lord, that their words will be your words. Lord, bless them. Use them in a powerful way, regardless of their own limitations. Lord, reveal yourself in dreams and visions, in their homes, wherever, use them wherever they are, in their homes, and put your words as a sword of light against all darkness around them. Lord, thank you because your promises are powerful. Lord, and we bless them because you have great purposes for their lives. Lord, and we come against every lie that the enemy has tried to teach, to mention. And we pray that your blessing will rest on them, that they will know that there is a goal and that there is a heart that God wants to use, and it is the heart of each one of them. Lord, and I pray for the church that just as you said to Joshua, just as I was with Moses, I will be with Joshua, that all this experience that has gone over the years, that there will be young hearts to hand on and share and pass on the marvelous things that God has done in the past, of the presence of God that has walked with them, that they will know that they are not on their own, but that together, you will raise up this church at this time to face the battle that at this time you have already won, because you have won the battle once and for all of our battles you have won on the cross, and we give you the glory and the honor in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.